Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
We've had a new addition here in the office, an AED, an automated external defibrillator. These suckers are very handy to have at your business or home if you can, but basically they save lives. You know, we talked to Greg Page.
We did.
Yellow Wiggle last week. His life was saved by an AED.
Yeah, not just about a year to the day almost when we actually chatted with him. So obviously these things have been popping up. I've seen them at local gyms, other places like that. So Guy Leach has been someone who's been campaigning for these for the last couple of years.
Former Ironman.
Yeah, former Ironman, won the Coolin Gadda Gold, all sorts of cool stuff through Heart 180, and I've caught up with him recently.
Hey, how are you?
You've done a lot of things over the course of your life, but nothing is more important than what you're here to talk about today.
Yeah, I unfortunately copped a really bad situation 5 years ago in fitness classes that I take regularly on Sydney Harbour out of the water paddling. One of my best mates suffered a sudden cardiac arrest at the end of the session, and I ended up on his chest doing resuscitation, trying to get him back to life, and he didn't make it. And the short story was that had I had a defibrillator, he was a good chance of surviving. And it's ironic that, you know, I come from a life-saving background down the beach and helping save lives during my youth. And back in the 80s and 90s when I was doing that on the northern beaches of Sydney, my defibs weren't around. So I walked away from that, you know, horrific day and learnt that the biggest killer in the country, sudden cardiac arrest. It's an electrical issue of the heart. It's what happened to my mate. The only way that you can restart the heart is from a zap, from a defib. So, you know, hence why we're on the phone right now talking about it, because it needs to be brought to people's attention.
Yeah, so tell us about the core of Heart 180. What's the aim? What's the end goal for you to try and achieve?
Yeah, when I started, it was about education and just getting defibs out there. So I sort of investigated the best defibs and decided to distribute them around the country, which I've been doing. And, you know, in the last year, we've, you know, every 7 to 8 weeks, one of our defibs we send out saves the life that we find out about. So our big lofty mission is to get a defibrillator within 180 seconds of someone. The chances of them surviving go up to about 70%.
Oh, wow.
You're talking about, of those hundreds a day, you could be saving 70 lives every day.
Yeah, I can definitely see the momentum, the fruits of your labour, so to speak. At a local gym, I can see the defib. Every time I check in there, there's one of those. And even within our network, Grant's Broadcasting, we've got defibs. We're rolling these out in our offices. We've actually got one in our office as well. It came last week.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Grant Cameron, whose family owns the radio network, he was good mates with Charles, the guy that didn't make it that morning, and knows the need for them and knows the mission that I'm on. And it didn't take a lot of coercing for me, for him to say, you know what, let's get these into all our radio stations and let's promote this because it's so important. We built an online course that comes with the defibs, and once people do that 10-minute course off the back of getting a defibrillator from us, you know, everyone says, you know what, I can do this. These things are easy to use. Mate, I feel very comfortable in going into bat and try to save my mate's life, my family member or whoever else it is.
Yeah, it's a great thing that you're doing. We were actually chatting with the Yellow Wiggle, Greg Page, recently. Obviously, he's jumped on board with Heart of the Nation as well. So you guys are doing a fantastic thing, using your status in the community to help push this message as well. So where's the best way people can find out more information about Heart 180?
Yeah, that's right. Well, now, Greg actually got saved by one of the devices we sent out to the marketplace. So well,
there you go.
It's like a full circle. You know, we do a bunch of stuff together, and, you know, it's great that he's so vocal. But our website, heart180.com.au, all the information's there. You can contact us directly from the site. These units that you've got in your radio station, you press one button, it starts talking to you, tells you what to do step by step verbally. They're quite amazing pieces of technology, and they truly do save lives.
Awesome, mate. Well, thanks for chatting with us today, and I hope it all goes well. Best of luck for the future.
Good on you. Thank you very much.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And last year, we established where the best burgers on the far south coast were. You've got Chews on Hughes in the Bay, CJ's Takeaway in Kallaroo, and Sublime in Narooma, all being nominated by you as having the best burgers. But what about the biggest burgers, Hutsy?
Jeez, if you believe some of the TV commercials you get, they'd be pretty disappointed.
Yeah. It never looks like the advertising, no. But there's a lot of places these days that serve up some monster burgers. Like, anytime I order a burger now, it always comes with one of those jumbo toothpicks, like, skewered through the
knife,
top of it.
Just through
it. Yeah. You got to be careful. If the thing topples over, you could get pinned underneath it. I know Mimby's Diner in Marimbula have some big burgers, and I think they actually have sort of challenges around that, but nothing compared to the Nindigully Pub in Queensland. They have what's called the Road Train Burger, Hutsy.
The Road Train. Okay, I'm guessing it's fairly big.
It's massive. You can see this burger from space. Now, it'll cost you $80 to have a go at it.
Ooh.
But I know you're a big eater, and I know you love your burgers. So this is what you get for your $80.
Okay, sell it to me.
1.2 kilos of meat. That's what makes up the patties.
Over a kilo of meat straight away, sure.
My colon is clogging just thinking about that amount of red meat. A 1 kilogram bun.
So up to 2 kilos already.
One entire lettuce. 3 large beetroots because Australia.
Yeah.
A whole tin of pineapple slices. 6 tomatoes, 400 grams of cheese, and 1 kilo of potato wedges on the side in case you're a little peckish afterwards, you know? It's a burger so big that they need council approval every time they try to build one. It's just stupidly big. When you see the photo of it, it's like twice the size of your head.
Do you at least get, you know, some sauce with the chips? it should be like a litre of sauce as well, just to top it off.
Chips are a little bit dry. I mean, it is a COVID-safe burger purely because if you try to Lady and the Tramp it with someone else, you're at least 1.5 metres away from each other because the burger is that big. Now, according to the Nindigully pub owners, no one's ever managed to successfully demolish the Road Train burger by themselves.
Yeah, that for one person, that's a big task.
That's like taking on Everest by yourself. Yep. You're probably going to need at least 2 Sherpas to help you reach the summit of the Road Train Burger. But, yeah, if you're ever up Queensland way, maybe give it a try if you're a big eater, because not only will you be able to claim, hey, I ate one of the biggest burgers in the world, but as a prize, you get a keg of beer on the house, Hutsy.
Oh, wow.
Ah, free beer. I saw your eyes light up at the mention of that. There you go. And they've also said that they'll have it sent to whichever hospital you've been admitted to. So that's very nice. Very, very courteous of them.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
What's in a name? You know, how long do you reckon your parents took to say, this kid's going to be named Brad? That's the one that fits.
I don't think Mum lingered too long on that decision. I think
not
I was named
all.
After a character from a soap opera that she liked, a TV soap.
Did you ever ask the question about, you know, what other names did you have planned for me? Did you get in that conversation with your parents eventually?
Yeah, I think Jason was another one that was on the table.
I could see you as a Jason.
Yeah, it could have worked.
I could have, yeah, Jason.
But I'm a Brad. That's what I am.
Not a Bradley, which everyone always trots out a lot.
Yeah, your fiance calls me Bradley all the time. I'm like, okay,
just
sure.
Adding letters to it either way, but you can't choose your name, unfortunately. But I tell you what, sometimes you have to shake your head at what parents name their kids. Like, you know, maybe something was popular at the time and all of a sudden that was the rage, so they named their kids after something like that. Like, we saw an episode of Futurama where he's like, I might name him Philip after those screwdrivers, the Philips head screwdrivers. This one's not too far from that whatsoever. This is a 28-year-old woman who's on the run in South Australia, obviously one of her various number of offences, ripped off the home detention bracelet, and she's been on the run for a little while now.
Okay.
But what's really making the rounds is what her name actually is. Her name is Kaysan Cox.
Kaysan Cox?
Yeah, like Kaysan after, you know, the song. Guessing her family really liked Cold Chisel and Jimmy Barnes.
I'd say, well, Kaysan's a place, isn't it? Isn't that in Vietnam?
Yeah, that's what, if you look at the words of the song, that's exactly where it's leading, so I don't know what the goes with this whole background information, but just imagine her whole life growing up. Just imagine all the crap she would have copped at school.
I guess if you're named after a very famous Aussie song, it would have been hard.
Your parents pick you up at the school gate every day, blasting Jimmy Barnes all the time. You just keep walking, going, no, I want to walk home. I don't know you guys.
I imagine it's worse for the cops at the moment. They're like, oh, we're looking for a woman who's wanted on a number of offences. And then people are like, oh, did you check the last train out of Sydney? Yeah, is she on
exactly
that one?
Exactly right. That's what the police in South Australia are obviously having a bit of a laugh about. And everyone else has picked this up. They're saying basically the police, you know, she's no choir girl, but it's a bit of a tongue-in-cheek sort of thing. They've put all the puns on there about, you know, we've checked all these places. We've checked this hotel, that hotel, all the stuff in the Cold Chisel songs, the Star Hotel. They've already searched Bow River. police having a field day with it. So obviously people online, they're taking it to the next level. There's over 25,000 comments on that post that the police put up asking for information about this woman.
She wanted for selling cigarettes to the black market man, or whatever it is.
It gets even worse because finally they're trying to get a straight answer out of people. They're bailing people up going, okay, there's an eyewitness here. What information have you got about this missing woman? They're like, oh, well, you know, I last saw her on Saturday night downing some cheap wine, boarding the last plane out of Sydney. It's about that moment the police went, hang on a sec, you're going on and on, you're not making no sense.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsey.